Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more grace, a whole lot of strength, and an unshakable sense of balance. You know that feeling when you're putting together a presentation for work or maybe planning a dinner party? That frantic scramble to make everything absolutely perfect. Yeah, I get it. We've all been there. But today, we're diving deep into something really powerful. Overcoming perfectionism and learning to embrace those glorious imperfections. Because guess what? It's not just about letting things slide, it's about unlocking a whole new level of freedom, creativity, and joy in the process. Let's be real, perfectionism can feel like a superpower at first. It drives us to excel, to set high standards, to strive for the best. But here's the catch. It can also turn into a major roadblock. Ever felt paralyzed by the fear of making a mistake? Like your inner critic is constantly whispering doubts in your ear. Or maybe you find yourself endlessly tweaking and adjusting things, but never truly feeling satisfied with the outcome. That's perfectionism rearing its ugly head, my friends. So how do we break free from this cycle? Here are five key takeaways that can help you shift your mindset and embrace imperfections with open arms. 1. Redefine success. It's time to ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. True success isn't about flawless execution, it's about growth, learning, and progress. Celebrate those small wins along the way, they add up. Remember that amazing artist who made a masterpiece after years of practice. Or that entrepreneur who launched their business despite setbacks. They didn't get there overnight. They embraced the journey, learned from their mistakes, and kept pushing forward. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head that constantly berates you for not being good enough. Yeah, it's time to call it out. Treat those negative thoughts like a pesky mosquito, swat them away, and replace them with positive affirmations. Instead of saying I'm not good enough, try I'm learning and growing. Instead of this is going to be a disaster, say I'm excited to see what happens. 3. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same love, understanding, and support you would offer a dear friend who's struggling. We all make mistakes, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up over them, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move on. Remember, you are worthy of love and acceptance, imperfections and all. 4. Embrace experimentation. One of the most liberating things about letting go of perfectionism is opening yourself up to new possibilities. Try something new, take a risk, step outside your comfort zone. You might surprise yourself with what you're capable of achieving when you allow yourself to be imperfect. Think of it as a playful adventure, explore, discover, and have fun with the process. 5. Focus on the big picture. When you find yourself getting bogged down in the details, take a step back and zoom out. Remember what truly matters to you, your values, your passions, your relationships. Let go of the need to control everything and focus on living a life that is authentic and meaningful. Think about that last project you worked on. You know, the one where you agonized over every single detail, striving for perfection. Did it really turn out better than if you had relaxed a little, embraced some imperfections, and trusted your gut? Maybe it did. But there's also a chance you missed out on something special by being so fixated on getting everything just right. You might have missed the opportunity to be more creative, more spontaneous, more connected to the process itself. And that, my friends, is a precious thing to lose sight of. Remember, perfectionism can feel like a warm blanket, comfortable and familiar. But sometimes we need to shed those layers and embrace the cool air of possibility. We need to allow ourselves to be vulnerable, to make mistakes, to learn and grow from the experience. That's where the real magic happens. So today, let's commit to being kinder to ourselves, embracing our imperfections, and living a life that is more authentic, more joyful, and ultimately, more fulfilling. And hey, if you feel like sharing your own journey with overcoming perfectionism, drop me a line in the comments. I love hearing from all of you. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.